Bamidbar. Ibn Esrim Shana v'mala kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael tifkidu l'sam l'tzavosam. We see that to be yotzei l'tzava is Ibn Esrim Shana. Rashi says magid she'in yotzei b'tzava pachos ni Ibn Esrim. You don't leave under 20 to go. Under 20, you don't go out to fight. Minchas chinuch in Tav Kuf Chaf Vav in the end brings us Rashi and points out that L'choras Masha Bein B'Milchemes Mitzvah Bein B'Milchemes Rishus there is a din of Ein Yotzei B'Tzava Pachos Min Esrim. The Rambam, he points out, does not bring this halacha at all. So why doesn't the Rambam bring this halacha? So, and where does this halacha come from? So the Ramban over here, also the Chizkuni, also the Gra on the Mishnah of Avos, so the reason for this is Bavur she'enu chazak l'mulchama papas me'esrim k'mol she'amru ben esrim lirdof. He takes a very practical approach that since the mission says ben esrim lirdof, so under 20 you're not at the strength to be able to go out to fight. Maybe that would, the Rambam didn't bring this halacha because maybe it's not a halacha psuka that you can't go out under ben esrim, but since the stam hadavar is that pachos ben esrim, you don't have koach lirdof, so that's why Ein Yotzei Tzava Pachos Ben Esrim. So at Ben Esrim, everyone has the chiyuv. Ulai, you have to know if it's a chiyuv or not. If it's not a chiyuv, maybe that would be the reason why the Rambam doesn't bring it. The Kli Yakar says a different shot in where Ben Esrim comes from. Kli Yakar says that even though sometimes you'll have a strong soldier under 20, but he says, "Lo begvuras ish yachput Hashem ki bezchusa toya milso." It's based on zechuyos; it's not based on strength. And he explains like this: that since at Ben Esrim everyone becomes bar onshim bet nshamalo,
what does that mean?
So then, he himself is more medactic in his mind. So he's careful about what he does, and he'll have more zechuyos because he'll protect himself more. And so somebody who's under 20, mistama is not medactic kokach masav. He doesn't have the zechuyos, so he won't be so successful in milchama. That's the plan of Kli Yakar. According to Kli Yakar, it's not pasha that somebody under 20. I don't know if someone under 20 would be allowed to go out to the milchama since he doesn't have those zechuyos. And that which the Kli Yakar says that Ben Esrim is Ben Onshim Shamala is not a Dover Muskam. Even though we find different places that at Ben Chof you become Bar Onshim Ben Shamala, there is a famous Hasim Sofer, Yerodea Simen Kof Nun Hei, that you find it by Sari Menu, you find it by the Mesei Midbar. Those are only Horo'a Sha'ah. Those are only for that time that someone at Ben Esrim there became a Bar Onshim. But it's not a Din L'Doros that every person at age 20 is Chiyuv Misa, is Chai Misa B'Dei Shemayim. You see from his Kli Yakar though that he does take very seriously that Ben Esrim is a shear for Onshim B'Dei Shemayim.
So Vilam Rafarish Ben Esrim Lurdai, the mission of Avos is talking about. Basic Shemayim will be way different for his other years.
This story is where Rava came up with that
halacha. In that case, from the
Makar
from the
Mishnah. Another Makar from the Mishnah, yeah. More in Shabbos also.
This story with the Shemira happened before the Makar.
This mashma that there's on Shem Deshmaim. And, yeah. Okay.
In this case,
in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, says, Ve'elo told us Aaron and Moshe, Biyom Dibir Hashem es Moshe Bahar Sinai. Rashi points out, and then the next pasuk is Ve'elo Shmos Bnei Aaron Abachor Nadav Avihu Elazar V'Itamar. So it starts off saying told us Aaron and Moshe, and it ends off saying these are the names of the sons of Aaron, and doesn't mention the sons of Moshe. So Rashi quotes the Maimar Chazal from Sanhedrin.
He didn't say anything yet.
Because since Moshe Bnei taught them Torah, Malame Chakohem Malame is Ben Chavero Torah, Maila Lava Kasuki Liyalado. Anybody who teaches the son of their friends Torah, it's as if they gave birth to him. The Sifsei Chachamim and the Kli Yakar ask, why? What's specific to Bnei Aaron? L'chora L'kol Yisrael Moshe taught Torah. So why specifically is Bnei Aaron called Toldosa? So the Sifsei Chachamim answers, that which he taught all Kli Yisrael Torah is because he was mechuyev to teach them all Torah. That was what Kosh Baruch Hu wanted. But by Bnei Aaron, Moshe wasn't mechuyev to teach them. It was smashma that it was on top of the Iker teaching. It was another step was to teach Bnei Aaron. He wasn't mechuyev because he says because the father's chayev lame es beno Torah. he didn't have a chiyuv here. So because it was extra, that's why they're called todosav. That's what the Tzitzik Chachamim answers. The Hamek Dover, he says that this whole memory of Melamed ben Chaver Torah, Kilu Yaldo, is speaking specifically about Talmud. That Talmud is maybe Lidei Maisa, and something specific about Talmud. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught Bnei Aaron Talmud. However, the rest of Klal Yisrael, the Tziv says here, they Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Talmud much later. And in the Midbar, Bnei Aaron were miyuchad that they learned Talmud. Now, on both these pshatim, from the Tzitzik Chachamim and the Kliyakar, the Chora, I'm bothered by it from the Gemara in Erevin. The Makor that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron Torah came from Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nadalam Beis. The Gemara there says, the Seir HaDvarim was, Moshe Lomam Piagura, Nichnas Aaron, and Moshe taught to Aaron. When Aaron left from sitting face to face from Moshe Rabbeinu and sat to his side, then Elazar v'Itamar came in to learn Torah. Afterwards is the Canaan, and afterwards the rest of Klal Yisrael. So, to say that there was a distinction in terms of maybe Bnei Aaron learned Gemara and the rest of Klal Yisrael didn't, from this Gemara, where this is the Makor, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Bnei Aaron Torah, it's mashma that if we're talking about Gemara here, then the rest of Klal Yisrael also learned Gemara at this point. Also, and there's other Makoros Avada that they definitely knew Klolos or Pratos from the beginning. Furthermore, and the Fidus Tzitzik Chachamim that Moshe Rabbeinu did extra by teaching Bnei Aaron, again, from this Gemara is not mashma that way. So before suggesting a possible teretz, different teretz, to why Moshe Rabbeinu was specifically called father of Bnei Aaron, not the rest of Klal Yisrael, I want to say over from the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov in Sanhedrin, Yutes, says over a pshat. He says, why does the Gemara say, Komalamis ben Chavero Torah? What specifically ben Chavero? And the emes is that the Ramban, when he quotes the Lashon Gemara here, he says, Kol Hamalamid Chavero Torah, Kilo Yilado. Nothing about ben Chavero. But if you have the Gersa of ben Chavero, Ein Yaakov says, I think it's pretty big chiddush, he says, we're talking about the case is your. What does it mean? Your chavero? It's your chavero b'torah. So your friend also is like you, that he is a bar hachi to be able to teach his son Torah. And af al pichen, you teach his son Torah. That's called ki'ilu yilado. And it's called ki'ilu, and not mamish, because l'maisa oviv is kodesh. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Mishnah of Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel, avedas oviv, avedas rabo kodesh. If you have a lost item, and your father lost an item, and your Rebbe lost an item, so you return to your rabo before to the oviv, because the lost of the Mishnah is Sh'ovav heviyul olam hazeh, the rabo heviyul, rabo shalim notor meviyul olam haba. Granted, your father brought you into this world, but your Rebbe, through teaching his Torah, brought you into olam haba. So avedas rabo is kodem. Then the Mishnah says, but if your oviv is a chacham, so your oviv also is a barahachi, so then avedas oviv is kodem. So now, Bishlama, if Ein Yaakov says like this, Bishlama, if your chavero is also someone who learns Torah, so it's only ki'ilu yilado, because the father comes before the Rebbe, because the end of the Mishnah says, im aviv chacham, so aviv is kodem. So you, as a Rebbe, are sheni to the father when it comes to avedas. So you don't have a shame. Masha enkin. If there's a case of aviv hamalamed ben amaaret, that he's not a chaver b'torah, so then the din by avedo is that the rabba was kodem to the aviv. So in that we don't say kol malamed ben chaver torah ki'ilu yilado. He's not your ben chaver. It's not ki'ilu yilado. Adarab, it's almost as if yoldo mamish, because he compares it to din of aveda, that the same way you have a kedima to the father like Abba aveda, so too you have a kedima like Abba the shame av. You have more of a father in that regard than the father himself, and you get the aveda first. That's the pshat. Avada, it's a grace of chiddush, and avada yesh lachalik, that it's a big jump to say that who gets the aveda first, the father or the rebbe, would determine if you say about this rebbe ki'ilu yolodo or just yolodo mamish. But azoy zok to enya. What I want to borrow from him is this diuk of ben chaver. So now, We quoted the Gemara in Ervin before that the Seder Hadvarim was Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron, and then Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron's children, and then to the Zakenim, and then to Klai Yisrael. So maybe like this: once Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron, so now Aaron is already Chavero B'Torah. Now when he teaches Aaron's kids, now it's Begeder. Kol Hamalamin is Ben Chavero Torah. Pidus Ein Yaakov, Aaron is now Begeder Ben Chavero. So on that we could say Ki'il Yelodo. Masha'en Kain, when he taught the rest of Klai Yisrael, the Gemara doesn't make any distinction between generations, that you first teach the fathers, then you teach the kids. Rather, he taught them all Biyach. So there's no Kol Hamalamin Ben Chavero Torah, it's Kol Hamalamin Ben Amaretz Torah, because no one else was Chavero. So on that, we won't say the line of Kol Hamalamin is Ben Chavero Torah. Now, what's Shver here, though, is if anything, it's worse. If anything, Moshe Rabbeinu Lefidus Pshat is now the Av Legamri of all Klai Yisrael. We don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu is called the father of all Klai Yisrael, which was the exact question. But what we were Marviach is we do understand a Chiluk, an understanding about why we say Kol Hamalamin is Ben Chavero Torah Ki'il Yelodo, specifically by Bnei Aaron, more than the rest of Klai Yisrael. And again, because Aaron already had a din of Chavero when Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron's sons, Masha Enkin, the rest of Klai Yisrael. Lefiza, we could also make a lechora, I think, a nice diuk in the psukim. The Kli Yakar asked, "What's pshat that when it says Bnei Aaron, it doesn't mention Moshe's name a second time? Because the first pasuk was Ela Todos Aaron and Moshe, and then the next pasuk is Ve'ela Shmos Bnei Aaron." And of course, the Ikar Drasha from Chazal is that it doesn't say the sons of Moshe Rabbeinu, but also the Kli Yakar is asking, it only says Elish Mos B'nei Aaron. If we're saying this Drasha of Kol Hamalamin is Ben Chavero Torah Ki'il Yelodo, then we should say, the Pasuk should have said Elish Mos B'nei Aaron U Moshe. So maybe we can answer like this, that the Pshat is it's Ki'il Yelodo. So to call B'nei Aaron Toldos Aaron U Moshe, that we're okay with. Because it's Ki'il that the B'nei Aaron are Toldos of Moshe Rabbeinu. But to say Elish Mos Mame, that says if he's the father of Bnei Aaron, we won't go as far to say Moshe Rabbeinu is called the father. That may be a diuk in the pasuk. Nothing to do with the pshat we're saying now. Just the ikar drasha of Chazal of Kol Hamalamin is Ben Chavero Torah Ki'il Yelodo. If it's nicely in the pasuk that it's called Moshe is called the Bnei Aaron are called Toldos Moshe, but yet at the same time it doesn't say Elish Mos Bnei Moshe because sof kol sof they're not Bnei Moshe. Me'inyan le'inyan, the is an interesting, just a maramakum, the Chachma Shlomo and Simon Aleph Ebn Ezer has a chakira. If you're Megadol Yosom V'Yosoma B'Toch Beso, are you Mekayim Peruvu? Because the Gemara says Kol Megadol Yosom V'Yosoma B'Toch Beso Ki'ilu Yelodo. So how do you take this Ki'ilu Yelodo? Do you take it seriously or do you not take it seriously? It's a tremendous chiddush. That Ki'il Yelodo means Al Kekaki Mekayim Peruvu. He's Tole in a Taz and a Drisha. That's the sheet of the Chachma Shlomo. L'chora, if anything, I would say it's a Pircha.
Tole in a Taz and a Drisha.
Yeah.
No.
Chachma Shlomo can't be Tole in a Taz and a Drisha.
Chemda Shlomo. Apologize. No, Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger.
Chachma Shlomo is Marshal.
Yeah, yeah. What's on the Shlomo? I forget.
Isn't Chachma Shlomo is
Marshal?
Isn't it? Yeah, it's
Chachma Shlomo. I think it's Chachma Shlomo. Look afterwards. I think it's Chachma
Shlomo. Who is it? Shlomo Kluger?
Shlomo Kluger.
Shlomo Kluger is Chachma Shlomo also?
I think so.
Could be right. I don't know.
We'll look. So he's told him to ask him to do so. And but here, if you want to take Ki'il Yelodo seriously, that would mean anybody who teaches their Ben Chavero Torah would also be Mekayim Peruvu. L'chora, that would be grace l'chidushim to say you teach your Ben Chavero Torah that you're Mekayim Peruvu. At least Lefi the Tzad, if you only teach guys, you don't teach girls. So then, if on the Tzad that two boys would be Mekayim Peruvu. Or maybe you teach the Nashim what's Nogeya for them, whatever it is. But so I thought it was wild, but I saw it brought down that the Ben of the Nodi Behuda said the Pshat that Ben Azai famously was Mvatal Peruvu. They asked him, how can you Mvatal Peruvu? He says, Nafshi Chashka B'Torah. So what's the Hesber? So he says, the Pshat is, that was his response. How goofy was his response? I'm not being Mvatal Peruvu Lagamri. Because Nafshi Chashka B'Torah, I'm going to be Melamed plenty of people, plenty of Ben Chaveru's Torah, and it's Ki'ili Lodo, that's my Kiyum of Peruvu.
I don't think it's a Kiyum. Right? I mean, there's two levels of kiyum. You know, maybe a pnimis enyas of kiyum, but not. And the, in the ma'isa mitzvah, it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. Can't be kind of that way.
It is found in Drushei Atzlach. Okay. Moving on to the Levium, it says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Tesvav. To count the Levium from 1 month. The diuk is the pasuk does not say legul galosam. If you look in the other shvatim, it says legul galosam. What's the difference? The Chasam Sofer in Yoredeya, Semin Reish Tzadi Dalit, brings up Shah from Sefer Kol Yehuda that is Miyashe al Pidig Mar Menachos. We'll be Ma'ayin is this Mar Menachos well, but let's just say it over simply at first. Mar Menachos, the Laman Vayin Lama Aleph, says that Plamo asked Rebbe, if you have a person with two heads, which head should he put the tefillin on? Rebbe got very upset. Leave the base measure, sure, you're going to go to the Cherem. And at that time, right when he was asking this, someone came in and said, listen, the kid was just born with two heads, what should be with Pidgin Aben? How much should he give for Pidgin Aben? So, Osahu Saba, and said that you give Eser Slime. The Gemara then asks, but a Trefa doesn't, there's no Din Pidgin Aben on the Trefa, which Rashi learns is on a kid who dies Toch Shloshim. So too, this person who's not going to live should not have any din pidgin haben. That's pashut shot. The Gemara answers three words back. Bilgulgolas tala rachmana. The din pidgin haben is tali in bilgulgolas. Before we remasber the Gemara, before we masber the Gemara, the Chasam Sofer says, "I'll pee this Gemara. We could be miyashev. Why it says gulgulosam by Shar Shvatim and not by Levi? It says by Levi. If it would have said gulgulosam, you might count a potential two-headed kid twice, and that would be a mistake. And you're only supposed to count him once because he's only one person. Mashenkin by the Shar Shvatim, who we count from Ben Esrim Shana Umala." Since he's a treif and he's not going to live, there's no mokum for a toos. So that's why it could say legugulosam there, and we're not concerned about this potential about counting someone twice because they're not going to live. That's what the Chasam Sofer brings from the Sefer Kol Yehuda. Now, before anything, we have to understand the Shaka Matari, like you asked. What's the Shaka Matari? We say he's a treif, so he's put from Pidgin Aben. We answer back legugulosam tala rachmano. What's the Shaka Matari? So if Chaim and Stencil says over the Shakra Taya. He says over Pshat. A lot of Achronim deal with this Gemara. Let's just say over one from Chaim and Stencil. He says the Shakra Taya looks like this. The Gemara assumed in the beginning that someone with two heads is considered two people. If he's two people, he's definitely not going to live and he's definitely a traitor. The Gemara answers back, what's the Gemara's teretz? The teretz is, he's high of 10 slayim, not like you thought because he's considered two people. Really, he's one person. And when it comes to Pidgin Haben, you are high of lefi the gulgulosam. But really, he is one person. Since he's one person, it is shayach to live if you are one person, and that's not considered a treifa. And then we can go back and say that which Plamo asked Rebbe by tefillin, that which had to put on, it really was a serious question because he's not a treifa and he is one person. And therefore, the question was a valid question. And this does shtim, Lamaskona, this shtim is with the measures that Tosfos brings, that they came in from the Shlomo HaMelech. There was a two-headed kid and a one-headed kid. And they want to know, does a two-headed kid get two chalakim or one chalak? And the psak was, they only get one chalak because he's only one person. Because he put a bag over one person's head and poured hot water on the other person's head. And they both screamed, Shema Mino, that it's one guf.
What do you mean? It's my whole
that's what Chaim says for the Shaka Matari. But lifti zeh.
What their opinions are.
If that's Taka the Psha in the Gemara, that does not stim at all with the Chasam Sofer's Psha, and we completely lose the Chasam Sofer's Psha. Because if Lamaskana, he's Nechshav Keguf Echad, and he's not a Trefa, and he's going to live, then even by Shar Shvatim, when it says Gulgulosam, we should be Choshesh that you're going to count them twice, because it's Shaykh to live even by the age of 20. Avada the fear of Chaim's understanding of the Gemara, there is no Makom to say over our Psha by the Chiluk of Shar Shvatim to Shevet Levi. So maybe Kochel Derechzu, maybe take a different Shaka Vataria in the Gemara.
Chaim blies that they're going to live.
the Chacham Blavis are going to live.
Hassan Sefer Anus and they're living. They're not going to live, right?
So maybe say a different Pshat. Maybe we say really he is a trade. And he really is too goofim. But you can say when the Gemara answers Begulosom Tala Rahmana by Pidgin Aban, we're saying there's a big difference from this guy who's going to die to a Trefa who already is dead to Shloshim. Because this guy, on day 30, who cares he's going to die? Maybe the Gemara is being machadish that we're done kithi the present, and right now he's alive, and right now he has two heads, so we count him with his two heads. And Mimeilo, that's why you're Chayav Pidgin. If you say this, then we lose our pshat in the Gemara for a different reason. Because by Levi, we said that the Torah doesn't say Gugulosam because we're choshish going to count them twice and they only should count them once. But maybe his taka is too goofim according to this. If he is too goofim, so we should count him twice. In the Binyan Shlomo, taka asks on the Chasim Sofer's pshat that from B'Shem Kol Yehuda, he asks. He's too goofim. He's chayv eser shloim. You see, he's too goofim. So why can't he say gugulosam by Levi and count him twice? So lechora, if you want to understand how the Chasim Sofer's the pshat that he brought, if you want to understand how it works, I think you have to say a mixture of these two pshatim is the only way that's going to work. The liolam, we knew from the beginning that he's considered a goof echa, just like the medrash by Shlomo. We also knew that he's not going to live and he's going to be a trefa. But we ask, a treifa's pater from Pidgin Aben? And we answer that even though a treifa's pater from Pidgin Aben, that's because if his treifa means neherog, like Rashi says in the Gemara there, and not like Tosos, Ayin Sham. But if he's going to this guy, who's even though he will die, right now he is alive, and the cheshvan is based on the gugolos, on the gugolosam, and he has two heads, so he's chayev eser slime. But liolam, he's only considered like a goof echad. And the mela by tefillin, it's not shayach to ask the kasha, and that's why Rabbi yelled at him. And so too, when it comes to the counting the shvatim, so there it can dafka by the shar shvatim, it's going to say gugulosam, and not by Levi, because if you say it by Levi, maybe you'll make a mistake and you're going to count them like two heads. And when it comes to counting the shvatim, you don't count according to the head, even though it says gugulosam. But the cheshbon on Klai Yisrael also want to know how many people there are on Klai Yisrael. So if you were to say gugulosam by Levi, you'll come to make a mistake and count them twice when you should only count them once. Masha inkein by the shar shvatim, you're not going to live. So there's no concern to say gugulosam. That would be what you'd have to say lefi the pshat that we brought. The Chasam Sofer there argues and wants to say the enechanami. You really could have said gugul really. Do count according to the heads, not according to the people. It could have said gugulosam by Levi, and it didn't for Lezatam Sheyia. That's the Chasam Sofer argues there. I'll call Nimtza be Reish Ha'idah Yoredayim. One last pshat. In Pasuk Lamed Tes, so it says that the Levi were 22,000. 22,000 is the smallest by far of all the Shlatim. The closest is Menashe, was 32,000. The Ramban says, what's going on? The Sheva Levi, it's Tamua, he says, that there's Avod of the Chasid of Bruchi Hashem, why are they less than all the Am? He says a Lashon of that doesn't even reach half of the next Sheva, which is not true, because Menashe is 32,000 and they're 22,000.
Menashe is Yosef.
You tell me Menashe is Yosef, so I'll tell you, well, I have Ephraim who's 34,000. Ephraim is also Yosef, but I'll tell you back that Binyamin is 35,000, so it's still less than half. So maybe, you have to see the Ramban inside, it could be that there's a different kinach in the Ramban, because he after he says that Bnei Levi is 22,000, he says that when they were Ben Shloshim, Levi was 8,000. So maybe the way to read the Ramban is that when Bnei Levi reached the age of 20, if you count them from Bnei Esrim, then from that age, we'll assume it's closer to 8,000 to 22,000, and then it won't even reach half of the next Sheva.
Right. Only 22,000 from
Ben Chosh Amala. Yeah. Maybe that's what you have to see it inside. I'm not sure how to parse the Rambam. Al Kapan, that's what he asked, and he says over famously that Shevi Levi was not in Sheva Mitzrayim, and Dafka the Shar Shvatim got the Brach of Ken Yerba V'Chen Yifrots, because since Mitzrayim was Maru as Chayehem, so Kosh Baruch Hu was Mar B'Kneged that Gzeres Mitzrayim Kasher Yanu Oso Ken Yerba Ken Yifrots. That was for the Shar Shvatim. But Sheva Levi was Kederach Shar Ha'aret. Although it's interesting, you say that Levi was Kiragil. It something definitely was off though, because they had 300 Bechoros and 22,000 people, which means that there was every Bechor was 1 in 68, if you do the math. 167, 168. So something was definitely not Kederach Ha'aretz to say that there was
For Klaizel. Klaizel.
In Levi, in Shevet Levi, there's 300 Bukhoros.
Shevet Levi, 300 Bukhoros?
Yeah. Rashi. That's why it only hit 22,000, not 22,300, Rashi points out, because they were poser themselves. So it's 320,000. Something definitely was not Kiragil when it comes to Shevet Levi, but at least the Shamban says that they didn't have more people in their Shevet because they didn't have the Baruch of Kenyir B'chen Yifrot.
Because there's very few seats. There's probably a lot of, you could say there's a lot of firstborn babies were. A lot of firstborn babies were. Yeah, it's very possible there's so few firstborns because there was a lot on the fallen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my guess, right? So the only ones who lived were 300 about all the.
Right.
In those days, there's probably a lot on the fallen.
Or it could be.
Very few C-sections.
Yossi Dolphin, I was going to say.
Very few C-sections, I would say, in those days, but the fallen, there's probably a lot of them.
So that's Ramban's teretz. Or Chaim says a different teretz that.
Also, maybe they're thrown in the water, also. They definitely were killed. But I don't know if that's. The Zir wasn't going on anymore. Stopped when she was put in the water, it stopped. So.
I have no idea how long along lines that was, right? So it's interesting because
it still would have been proportionate. They would have been killed in this along the same proportion as.
Well, same proportion from Sama.
Yeah.
Anyways, Or Chaim says that when Apid the Gemara, the measures that Amram was omed. So Amram when Amram saw that they were being killed. Anyways, he said, "Shavanu Amelim. Why should we continue? Amod v'girish is ishto. Amram divorced his wife. Yocheved." So. The Gemara says that Miriam said back, "Your gzeira is worse than Shaparo." So, even though Amram divorced his wife and everyone else divorced their wives, when Miriam told him, Amram remarried Yocheved, and the rest of Klal Yisrael Lechor did as well. Or Chaim quotes it very differently. Or Chaim says that while Amram was Choser's ishto, was Machzer's ishto, Shevet Levi was not Machzer Nishosehem. And apparently the rest of Klal Yisrael was, but they were not Machzer Nishosehem, and that's why there were so few.
What is that? Where is it in the car?
I have no idea. It's in the Har. They say it's a plia, but Azalei Zot Or Chaim to Miyashev. A third Mahalich is the Hamik Dover. And the Siv says that it was a punishment. They got less people because they were punished. Adrabah, because they were so special, because Kodem Matan Torah, Shevet Levi took upon themselves, Chet Ve'ovon. They knew that it wasn't Ratzon Hashem to do Chatoim, so they're Kiblu Old Torah, Old Mitzvahs, like the Avos, he says, very interesting Lashonos. So
Rashi brings it because they were close to the Aron. The Aron was Mechalef.
Okay, but to say they were Mechabel Torah Mitzvahs Kamo Avos is not Pasha Bechlal. Avos weren't also Mechabel Torah Mitzvahs. But then, so then Levi was Nidon Yosher Chamura. Rav Elchanan and.
Rashi and Chumash says along the lines of Rashi and Chumash says that the Aron was Mechala from them. That's what they were
saying. Yeah, he quotes that. What's that?
So you see that Rashi learns along those lines that it was a punishment because they were punished, that's why they were smaller in size. And it was because they were close to the Aron, that's why they were punished.
Mm-hmm. It still needs a Hesper why they were punished. It's Ein Mitzvosa, Kol Man Torah. But I hear what you're saying, that because of their closeness to the Aron, they were Nidon Yosher Chamor. Rav Elchanan in Beuri Agados says this is Hanhagas Habriya. This is a very interesting shot that everything in the world you see that the psolus is more than the tov. There's more animals than people, and within people it's more umos ha'olam and klai yisrael is the miyut. So even the mufchar shabak klai yisrael is the fewest. That's just Hanhagas Habriya. B'shem the Beis Halevi, there's another pshat that's brought that. Since the Ol of Parnassa is on Klal Yisrael to be Machzik Torah of Shevet Levi, so as a Tovah for us, Kosh Baruch Hu's Mesadei V'Inyanim, that Shevet Levi shouldn't be too much, because then it'll be too much Ol Parnassa for us. Okay.
Shmayach.
Yeah.